embarrassing story of racism that caused me to feel some shame. This week I had the privilege to be involved in a multi-day meeting of experts in a field I feel quite passionate about. These experts came from many different countries. We also had a very distinguished guest, a man from USA, a full professor from a prestigious university, a man who was quite brilliant, with a special knack to take very complex, cutting-edge scientific concepts and translate them into strategic policy for global consideration. He has the ear of senior decision makers in USA and the confidence of scientific giants. He approached me during a break. "Gary, can I tell you a story?" "Sure, Fred." I was in Sydney on a train, seated next to a window. A couple, a man and a woman, got on. The woman sat next to me, and her partner sat in the seat in front. I don't think she really noticed me when she sat down. Boarding behind them were a crowd of tourists from China. "There are too many of them in our country." Fred turned to the woman and politely said, "Ma'am, would you prefer me to move so you can sit next to your partner?" The man turned around and said, "No, it's okay." The woman sneered at Fred. "You don't speak like them, but your accent is different." "Yes, ma'am, I'm American." "But you look like them." "Yes, ma'am, I'm American-born Chinese." The woman huffed. Fred told me that after a while he could chat with the woman's husband and found out that they were from Brisbane. It turns out Fred's assistant is from Brisbane, so fortunately he didn't feel this woman was a typical example or representative of a person from Brisbane. Fred asked me if this was common in Australia. I was so embarrassed. I was embarrassed as an Australian that Fred had this experience. I was embarrassed as a Queenslander that people from my hometown had insulted Fred. Fred is well-spoken, and while I'm not a linguist, I guess his accent is more northeast USA in origin. Fred is also about 10 years senior to me, so not old, but a mature man who has aged well. We chatted for a while and we discovered our upbringings had similarities. At primary or elementary school for Fred, we both suffered at the hands of bullies, usually older boys who would pick on us. There were also high school experiences, like when a history master told my class that the Japs didn't fly at night because they couldn't see that well, the inference being that slant-eyed Oriental fighter pilots were somehow disabled by their almond eyes. Fred and I pondered the current state of affairs in terms of global politics. I make it a policy of my writing not to comment on politics. Suffice to say, the attitudes of people to others who look different and speak a different language appear to be more pronounced of late. Fred's a good bloke. I look forward to reading more of his published work. As I write this, I'm reminded of a blogger friend from Melbourne, Mabel Kwong. She writes her experiences as an Australian-born Chinese. Like me, she's an ABC. Fred also knows himself as an ABC, although American-born Chinese. Mabel's blog posts are always well thought out, considered, and heartfelt pieces. If you like good writing and want to learn what it's like for a young woman with a Chinese background growing up in Australia and Malaysia, please subscribe to Mabel's blog. Now, in the blog post, I've added a photograph. I made my eyes more slanty, and I've put in a caption, "Is this how people still see me?" And I'm recording this so that people can actually hear my accent, and I don't necessarily sound like Chinese tourists, but that shouldn't really matter. Anyway, thank you for listening, and I hope that you read the blog.